Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
welcome, everybody, to our Tuesday night call. It is December 6th. I got speeches there for a minute. Excuse me. But anyway, welcome, everybody, to the call tonight. And we have Dr. Lolly with us and our friends from Canada and our host, Nathan Hill, bringing the show to you tonight. And Dr. Lolly, are you there? It's great news for us and information that we can share with our families.
I sure am, Ida, and I want to thank everyone for being on the line tonight. It's on a cold night, and you know, Ida, we probably can blame our Canadian family for bringing that cool weather from Canada and giving you a chill and causing you to have a brain freeze.
Yeah, 28 degrees, I think so.
He was telling me it was so cold up there, and it was snowing. And so I want to just thank everyone for being on the line tonight. In some parts of the country, it's raining. Some parts of the country, it's snowing. I want to give a shout-out to the people, the Indians, the Sioux Indians up on the pipeline in Dakota, standing out in frigid weather without any heat, no electricity, just, you know, bundled up in sleeping bags and, you know, I guess inclement weather shields, you know, protesting that pipeline going under the Missouri River. people have to go through extremes to protect the integrity of our land, the health of our land. And there's great concern that putting the pipeline under the river will poison the water and poison millions of people downstream. And so I want to shout out to that effort to some friends of mine that traveled for 2 days to be in that walk, in that protest up there. Special shout out to my colleagues at Columbia University. For your heroic efforts to sustain EMF and the environmental health campaign across America. We cannot spend 8 years going green and looking at how we can become more sustainable and reduce our dependency upon energy, and then come to the crossroads where we feel we can do it better and not just be sustainable for energy savings, but be biosustainable by reducing our exposure to environmental toxins and environmental crises. And I had a testimony come in this week that was so amazing because I've seen, this is about the third testimony, about someone that had a blood disease. And they got their homes retrofitted, and within 4 to 6 weeks, blood clots dissolved and blood levels and blood formed elements, including white blood cells, red blood cells, and platelets, normalized. And we had such a testimony come in this week. And I love Google because Google, you can ask Google anything, and Google just archives information and research from around the world. It really has become the meeting point, I should say, because I tell my nursing students, that when I went to nursing school, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have computers, we had to hand type our nursing care plans, we had to read those books and stay up all night reading and archiving, where Google affords you a quick study. All you have to do is ask Google a question, and they will pull the answer from many different sources. And so I encourage all of you, before the end of the week or as your schedule allows, for you to research this subject matter about EMF and blood levels and blood-formed elements and how EMF, electromagnetic radiation fields, affects your blood. Google archives over 400,000 articles that talk about the need to shield your body because sustained exposure to electromagnetic radiation can affect your blood. There are at least 200 articles about electromagnetic frequency radiation and how it creates, it disassociates oxygen, it causes a crystallization formation around the cell, it reduces nutrient uptake, and when you have sustained exposure to EMF, there are many different blood studies. There is a test called a blood analysis test, and it uses a microscopic approach. It's called the live blood cell analysis of EMF damaged cells before and after exposure to electromagnetic radiation. And I know I heard Mario, if you're on the line tonight, talk about there was a practitioner in Canada that has a live blood cell analysis machine. I had a gentleman in British Columbia that contacted me, and he said he actually took our nanobio balancer and tested his blood before and after the technology. He tested it before, and then he wore the technology for a day and tested it after. And it demonstrated how the cells were more energized, they were more active, and it definitely was an improvement. And so I know Mario said his friend wanted to do the same, and I encouraged that because all the tests of across the spectrum of people who are studying these flat batteries, bioharmonizers, nanobiobalancers, all these nanobiogenic technologies are designed to help block static from entering in the body and preserving the integrity of your health and insulating your electronics so that they're able to become biosustainable. Not only are they sustainable in terms of helping to reduce energy costs, especially those of you that are reporting to me that you're saving gas mileage. You have increased gas mileage when you plug in your cell phone. So that's sustainable. But when we go to biosustainable, when you have increased health or you have increased energy. And so the testimony I got this week was from a senior citizen, 63-year-old woman, who's been retired for some time, and she's in an assisted living situation. When I met her, she was on a walker, and she didn't have much endurance. She could only walk maybe 15 feet. She would have to sit down and rest. And so I met her at her friend's house. Her friend had invited us to come and do a home survey. And when we left the friend's house, she asked for us to come and survey her home. The radiation levels, the microsurge levels were over 800 BMUs of radiation. In fact, they were 869 to be exact, in her bedroom. And she had fell bedort. I mean, when she laid on her bed, she lost energy. When she touched the wall behind the bed, she lost energy. When she touched the bed, she lost energy. Her platelet count was extremely low. They were battling. They had taken her through all kinds of medication, all kinds of therapeutic regimens to stabilize her blood platelets. The platelets are the formed element of the blood that helps you to clot. It helps the blood to maintain a certain thickness so that it's able to help, you know, with moving the cells through the blood. And your normal platelet range should be anywhere from 150,000 to 450,000. And hers were consistently under 150,000, such that they worried about her if she would get cut, that she could hemorrhage. And they had done everything. They had fought to stabilize her platelets for, she said, almost 4 years. And when we insulated and converted her bed to a BioSmart solar, yes, she does have a Soli, a bedroom, it was almost like a miracle happened. She testified that within 10 days she had so much strength that she could walk around in her apartment without her walker. By the end of July, which was about 3 weeks later, she was walking up and down the halls without her walker. By the end of August, she was walking 2 miles a day without her walker. and her platelet count had stabilized and it was normal. It was above 150,000. She said she felt like someone gave her back 10 years in her life. And now she's walking 3 miles three times a week. She's going to the gym. This is a 63-year-old woman who was practically lifeless. And we reduced the levels in her apartment down to 33, between 27 and 33. And she was so ecstatic with joy. And when she shared this testimony, ironically, the very next morning, a mother called me about her adult son. And he had gone to the doctor. They'd done a blood study. And, in fact, his platelet count was low. I told her that she had to immediately we got dropped off. Hopefully everyone can hear me. But the lady's son, so of course, I instructed her to unplug everything in the bedroom. When you have these low levels of formed elements of the blood, be they white blood cells, red blood cells, platelets, you need to ask the doctor to give you a prescription, to consult with a nutritionist, to have what's called a home safety evaluation. Doctors can now write prescriptions for these home safety evaluations. And you can get, your insurance company will pay for a home safety evaluation. And so you can get a home safety evaluation, ask for a health physicist report. There is a CPT code that the doctor can put on the prescription, or you can ask the health physicist when they come to put it on the prescription, because almost every insurance company will pay for a home safety evaluation. A home environment assessment. There's actually two CPT codes. One is to develop that, is to identify a health risk that may be in your home. And that CPT code is 99420. Again, that number is 99420. The other one code that you need is for a home environment assessment. Also noted is a home health physics evaluation. That CPT code is T like Tom 1028. Again, T like Tom 1028. So when your doctor says he doesn't know anything about this, don't be alarmed, because this was not taught in mainstream medicine. We've only had these codes for the last 30 years. So if your doctor has been practicing for more than 30 years, he may not have had them incorporated in his learning. But the home care agencies, many of which are utilizing nurse health physicists or environmental health physicists, to come in and do these home environment assessments and these health risk assessments. And so you need to encourage your doctors to write the prescriptions according to the codes that's in their books, their diagnostic and clinical management books, especially the International Classification of Disease, ICD. Most doctors have the 9th edition. Many of them have the new 10th edition. So either in their ICD-9 manual or book, or in their ICD-10 book. And also, they can even look them up on Google. Google also has, for environmental manipulation, which is where retrofitting the environment to accommodate idiopathic environmental illnesses, which is what electromagnetic hypersensitivity is, and how it is affecting the blood vessels and the formed elements of the blood, such as platelets. If you need to install nanotechnologies or EMF filters to reduce the radiation exposure levels, you can get that code is classified under environmental manipulation. And it is a CPT code. That code is 97533. Now, not all insurance companies will pay, but because Blue Cross Blue Shield is now recognizing idiopathic environmental illnesses, you can petition your insurance company for unusual and extraordinary conditions, and they may opt to pay for the retrofitting of your home. So you're going to have to help your doctors connect the dots. Now, what are the dots? When you start having, if you start having low platelet levels under 150,000, you're feeling extremely tired. You cut yourself trying to do dishes and there was a knife in the pan and you're bleeding, bleeding, bleeding. You have to go to the hospital because you're bleeding. You can't stop the bleeding. You need to immediately unplug all electronics in your bedroom and sleep with your head at the foot of the bed to reduce your exposure. If you have a flat screen TV in your bedroom, you need to unplug it from the wall at night. Why? Because those TVs, as well as computers, people have so many electronics in their bedrooms. They have their office at the foot of the bed. They have an entertainment center with every electronic wireless bell and whistle you could imagine at the foot of the bed. They have big giant mirrors in their bedroom and big long windows in the bedroom. All of this conducts EMF. And those fields can bind together, and you're living in an EMF storm. And the only way to reduce that storm is by unplugging these devices and unplugging your modem in your house at night, so that if you have a satellite dish, one of those direct dish TV systems, you know, those are magnetic forces that attract to you radio frequencies, and you really can't unplug them. But what you can do is have an electrician check the connection of those devices once a year and make sure they didn't get loose and they're not leaking. We have got to stay on top of becoming informed consumers. And Al Gore he's made a classic statement that I think is so profound to this day. He has a movie out called The Inconvenient Truth. If I could render a homework assignment to everyone, the assignment would be to get that movie, download it from Netflix or get it from the library and watch it. Because he talks about the fact that you have to save yourself with environmental factors being so highly political. And people are not focused on health and life and giving a legacy of health to the future of their children. They're focused on the dollar. It's amazing. In the aftermath of this presidential election, how many people I talked to were giving praise to Donald Trump And their issue was, I want to make money at any cost. And we have to respect the position of the office of the presidency. And I'm glad, one thing I'm glad about with President-elect Donald Trump is that he keeps the spotlight on how many people are disrespecting him and making fun of him and, you know, exploiting his family and exploiting, you know, his son. The big lawsuit now because somebody said his son had autism. And in comparison to President Barack Obama, they did four times worse to him. And nobody ever raised their voice on Capitol Hill to talk about how he was being disrespected and disregarded. So what I'm hoping comes out of that is, you know, a white flag across America. We have to have a day of mourning and just waving white flags. So there can be some kind of truce, there can be some kind of peace, and that we don't lose the footing in going green and lifting up a consciousness with corporations that you just can't dump hydrogen sulfide in a sewage system, knowing that the sewage system is old and cracked and doesn't have any backflow resistant valves. So it's poisoning an entire community. We have to become socially responsible to make sure we hold each other accountable for health. And I hope President-elect Trump makes the health of the American people a priority and continues in this work of going green and retrofitting environments. Because I've told you, I've spoke on this radio about the USA Today report on toxic air around our schools, the corporations that were off-gassing, and what the concentration levels were, and how we needed to work together as communities to get these chemicals neutralize and reduce our exposure for the health and the future of our children. And somebody has hacked that site. You can still access the site, but they bleeded out all this information that we worked so hard to get, and Al Gore sued, and the American Nurse Association and these seven medical entities joined them in suing to get this data. And already, since the election, the day after the election, that site was hacked. And so it's up to us, those of you that have tuned in, those of you that are faithful in this line, we have to continue to put our hope together, our voices together, to knock on doors, to sign petitions, to make our voice known that we stand for a healthier Canada and a healthier America and a healthier Nigeria and a healthier France and a healthier Iceland and a healthier England and a healthier Germany and a healthier China and Japan. We have to stand for a healthier environment, that there will be people who are strong enough, that have the emotional fortitude to run this, our nations, with a level of integrity that comes when you feel good and you're able to sleep and you're able to eat vegetables that are not contaminated with radiation and food that's not infused with so much chemical that it gives us diabetes from chemical poisoning of all the foods, processed foods we're eating. And we're not causing birth defects and transgender children born with both sex organs because of the pesticides and other chemicals that's in their environment. We have to look ahead in the future. And this is a serious question I ask all the time on this radio. In 70 years, will there be anybody in America that will have the emotional fortitude and the cognitive and the intellectual abilities to run this country and run Congress? If we are 1 in 10 with autism in some communities and others, 1 in 30, and on a national scale, we are 2 children with autism in 91 children. That's where we are today in 2016. Just 7 years ago in 2009, we were 1 child in 50. And in 7 years, we are now 1 child in 40. So in the next 7 years, will every child have autism? That's a big question. In 7 years, blood disorders and cancer has quadrupled. You cannot, in some communities, you cannot go to lunch in a restaurant without hearing every table around you, someone has cancer or just got diagnosed with cancer. And when you have alterations of formed elements and your platelets start getting low, you can look down the road and see that your red blood cells and your white blood cells will be soon begin to be compromised too. Your red blood cell is one of your primary oxygen transport systems. Your white blood cells are one of your first lines of defense in the body for your immune system. And so if your blood is unhealthy, you don't have the energy to work, clean your house, manage your family, engage with your children or your spouse. You are listless and lifeless. And that's why I press on this radio show. That's why I celebrate Nathan on the spot for his heralding concern. You know, because it takes a great man of faith and a great man of courage to say, I will lift up a voice. I will lift up a voice of righteousness declaring health and a strategy to live. It takes an incredible sacrifice to have a team in Canada in the incredible cold going in to and from homes, offering people to evaluate your home, ringing the bell, evaluate your home, reduce your exposure to radiation, and seeing a miracle happen. It takes an amazing will like that in a woman named Ida in South Carolina who has been vigilant for 30 years, not just to seek how she can balance out her own thyroid, but when she found the formula using one of the most incredible dynamic nutritional products out there. I love Tansy Tangerine. I think Dr. Joe Wallach has it going on. I am so grateful for God's wisdom in him that formulated the Tangy Tangerine formula, because that it is so powerful. I have to take half of the dose because it's so powerful in my body. And I don't have to use it every day. I can go every other day. And some weeks I do it twice a week. But it was Ida that put together the formula of the nanobio balancer in that Tangy Tangerine and got a miracle that she had been pursuing for 30 years, her thyroid finally balanced and her values normalized. This radio show is all about hope. Hope that we can have a healthy environment, incredible indoors. We can be proactive. We can be change agents to sustain our communities in environmental health in such a way that another generation is born with a healthy mind and a healthy body and can live to run the communities and sustain the momentum of success and prosperity that God has afforded North America. Because when we compare Canada, the United States, and Mexico to other regions of the world, we far exceed wealth and tangible goods. And we have to be consistent and not only just have so many material things, but we have to have love and grace and virtue and altruism, a level of kindness that sustains our fortitude for environmental health. And that's why on this show tonight, I want to thank all of you for pressing forward. Rod, I want to thank you for going out in the snow and taking a sample of that lake and sending me a text and saying, wow, you know, in this frigid cold, the lake, that the alkalinity is down in the lake, but it's still in an alkalized state. It's down from 8.37 to 7 point something. You'll have to share your testimony, Rod, because that's amazing. And up there where you are, those lakes get layers and layers and layers of ice that you were able to get that sample and press your way in the snow and ice, you know, to get that sample on the lake. And Lynn, you are just an amazing guy. I just had a personal conversation with God about getting everybody some gold tips for their wings on this radio show because of your faithfulness and of your diligence to bring me insight as to what is going on in your world. We are changing nursing. We are changing healthcare. We are forging a difference. We are documenting and archiving history. And I saw Dr. Reynolds last weekend. She was at an affair that I was attending. And she is ecstatic with joy because she was supposed to have radical surgery on her eyes. And she got the EGB, the smallest technology that we make, and retrofitted her glasses. Her doctor is calling her a miracle. She says her eye is 100% healed without radical surgery, and she is so ecstatic with joy. And I am so excited because she says, you know, we need to do a book about you, Dr. O'Lally. Well, the world needs to know what God is doing in your life. And I said, well, that sounds interesting, Doc. So somebody gave me a tablet that records, and I want each and every one of you to start recording this story because at one point there's got to be a literacy project that we do, a literary project, that's just testimonies from around the world on this technology. And I want your technology, your testimonies to be front and center because this has been an amazing journey worthy of Hollywood, worthy to be made into a movie because we will not shut up. We will not close our voice. We will continue to stand. We will continue to move forward no matter what. And that's why I celebrate my colleagues at the University of California, Berkeley, how they're really doing it in California. I mean to tell you, if you are a company manufacturing chemicals that are bringing poison to the community, they are making you put up a sign, and they're working diligently to neutralize these chemicals so that they can preserve their health. All of America needs to be doing that. We don't need to hide our heads, bury our heads under a rock, and act like we are not creating genetic mutations in our children, not producing children and cultures of people, children who will come out of the womb with cancer and may not even live to see the age of 5. That's just not fair. It's not fair for our parents to have sustained the integrity of community, that they preserved farmlands and had gardens where we ate fresh vegetables and fruits out of the garden. And then the next generation has GMO food. processed food and will have diabetes by the age of 10 and cancer. If they don't have cancer coming out of the womb, they'll have cancer before the age of 20. I met a 27-year-old young lady who has already had cancer 4 times. See, that every time she gets rid of cancer, she gets another cancer. And so her parents had me go to her home to evaluate, and sure enough, the radiation levels were over 1,500. She had had a water inspection company come in, and they evaluated her water and said it was full of parasites. And so we have to be very intentional now in checking our water, checking, you know, the elements of radiation, checking the chemicals, reducing our exposure to household chemicals that are not green. There really are green cleaning products out there that do not disassociate oxygen in the body. I've tested them. I'm impressed with some of the green products at Walmart. That's available. You can go there and test them right in the aisle before you buy them. See if they make you lose energy or not. But we can do better. Now that we know, we can do better for the health and the welfare of our nation and of our family. As we move forward in life, yes, everybody wants to have success. And I heard a gentleman, one of the bishops, preach on the television. He was saying, to be rich is when you have enough for you. To be wealthy is when you have enough for yourself, enough for your family, enough for your children, and leaving a legacy of wealth for others. And so in our pursuit of health, I believe God will meet the needs so we can give not only a legacy of material things to our children, but we can give them information and education that gives them a legacy of health until the end of time. Because what good is wealth? What good is a bank account full of money if you don't have the health to enjoy it? People are getting brain aneurysms, brain tumors. I went to a training with a group of doctors in Virginia. They were talking about how the number of aneurysms has almost tripled in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. There has to be a real campaign to get people to sleep with your head off the wall. If you know you're in one of those areas where there's a high incident of brain tumors and aneurysms, get your head off the wall. Unplug electronics in your bedroom. Because the formed elements of your blood, if you start having low levels, know that your body may be having a hypersensitivity to the EMF radiation, which can kill and damage the formed elements of the blood, including platelets, white blood cells, red blood cells. Don't take your information from me. Google archives over 400,000 articles speaking on electromagnetic radiation and the formed elements of the blood. The Today Show London, they have a Dr. Robert Young, who is a world-renowned cell pathophysiologist. And he actually comes on and tests the editing staff at that television studio. He wanted to just see what the level of exposure in the production suite was doing to the employees. And through this live cell analysis, he was able to take a sample of blood out of the employees, put it in the microscope, and show the massive damage of the red blood cells is what he was evaluating, and how they were clumped, they were disassociated, and they could not engage transporting of oxygen. And the staff was saying they had massive headaches by the end of the week and then massive fatigue. So I want to open up the lines now. Because I want to hear some of these testimonies that have been going on this week. Anybody got anything to share?
Yeah, Dr. Len here.
Hey, Len, how you doing? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. I'm your so-called angel.
Oh, absolutely. You're not a so-called angel. You're the real angel.
Yeah. Well, I saw Brian again.
Oh, wonderful.
And he tried something by taking the flat battery off for 24 hours, and his sugar went up to 30. And when he put it back on...
Are you talking about the hemoglobin A1C? Because if he has a sugar of 30, you know, he may not be in this earth. He may have already made a beeline to heaven.
Not sugar, but...
The A1C level?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, he put it back on 24 hours after, and by 5 in the morning, his reading was now down to 5.
Oh,
so
wow.
The battery proves that it does help him a lot. And I believe Rod had sent you a picture of his last injury to one of his fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's an ugly-looking one, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely it was.
Yeah.
I saw it when he came to meet me in Montreal at the hotel. Remember we had the little gathering? And he was showing me the cuts and the wounds on his hands, and they were pretty nasty-looking.
Yeah, well, okay, so since that last injury that he had, I saw him the other day, and his finger is almost at 100% new.
Wow, that is really huge.
Yeah.
Because what's important for everyone listening and has just tuned in, my name is Dr. Rhoda Deanna Lally. I'm a scholar and resident at the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education at Columbia University in New York. I teach at college. And this nanobiobalancer, the flat battery, these technologies were never engineered to treat, diagnose, or prevent disease. They were engineered, their natural frequencies that were engineered to block radiation, to block static in particular, for my personal use. I never invented them to commercialize them. But I was inspired to commercialize them by my hairdresser, who was a young woman, 34 years old, with cancer in both of her breasts, and they had metastasized to the brain. She vowed to work until she could no longer work. And in her struggle for the very breath of life, she asked me for mercy and grace, and that I would find a way to help bring these technologies to market. And so people have, even though they're for electronics, in the eve of all of this has emerged a new diagnosis in healthcare called type 3 diabetes, where people are extremely electrosensitive and it greatly impedes and impairs the body's ability to utilize insulin. Because in diabetes, in many cases, the body is insulin resistant. In type 3, the body is insulin resistant, but the brain tissue in particular becomes very insulin resistant, and the body becomes extremely electrosensitive. And so people who seem to fit in that category are reporting to me and reporting to other environmental health physicists that are on this line that when they use these technologies, they wear them in the heel of their left shoe, or they put them on their affected knee or hip if they have arthritis. Or in Brian's case, he was wearing it directly over the pancreas because he's a bilateral amputee. Both of his legs have been amputated. And it's just been phenomenal to hear someone who couldn't get his blood sugars below 300 and someone who had a wound on his hand that would not heal, now reporting that the wound is healed And he's had the best monitoring, the best stabilization of managing his diabetes in his, how long history? Has it been 10 years? Lynn?
Pardon?
Or do we know how long he's had diabetes?
How long he's had diabetes is, I don't know exactly how many years, but his legs were amputated about 5 years ago.
Wow.
So he's had it for a number of years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I have I had somebody who works out a lot in the gym, 24 years old, very healthy, and he had back problems, and when he went to his doctor, they examined him and said that he had a herniated disc.
Wow.
Well, with the flat battery, within 2 weeks, he had no more pain or anything, and when he went back to his doctor to be re-examined, the doctor was amazed at how fast he had recuperated, and he couldn't figure out why. And he didn't want to know how or why, so he didn't give any credit to the flat battery whatsoever.
Well, you know, usually doctors don't give credit to something they don't understand.
Yeah.
And the good news is that we have now documentation from the NASA machine, the machine that was developed by the electrophysicists of NASA, that we demonstrated in Canada, that there is a visual reduction of tension in the muscle when the bioharmonizer flat battery is put in the heel, of the left heel of the shoe. And I'm excited because that machine is available for every doctor in America to purchase, especially orthopedic doctors, people that work with bone and arthritis, because I have seen so many miracles with people with arthritic pain in the knee. They put that flat battery on a Band-Aid and stick it on the knee, and within less than, I mean, a matter of minutes, they have range of motion restored, swelling that dissipates. And one of the naturopath doctors called me because she was telling me that someone had been arrested and they were released from jail on house arrest with an ankle bracelet around their ankle. And the ankle had swollen up so severely that it was actually the sheriff that called her and asked her to go with him to this client's house. And when she went there, she told the sheriff, she took some flat batteries with her because she uses them in her practice. And she told the sheriff, she said, you know, this client may have electromagnetic hypersensitivity, and we need to retrofit the device with this blocker. And so she demonstrated it. She put it on the client's apparatus, and they were just talking for about 10 minutes, and literally before their eyes, the swelling dissipated. It went down right in front of their eyes. And I was just ecstatic with joy. She was ecstatic with joy. So she's got the police department reevaluating how they're putting these ankle bracelets on people. Because if they have any type of heart weakness, they can actually cause that, you know, leg to swell and restrict the circulation in people's ankles. So that's a fabulous story that you're sharing. Anybody else? Have you got any more testimonies, Lynn?
It's Lynn here. Have you heard of, or have you had any experience with somebody with E. coli?
No, I haven't. I mean,
E. coli. Is there any recommendation on what's the best treatment?
Well, you know, E. coli and toxicity from E. coli is not an area that I am versed in. You need to really work with an infection control practitioner. And again, I tell people to go to Google to reputable and reliable medical sources to tell you how to deal with E. coli. Because E. coli is a bacteria that's usually found in stool and cow manure and a lot of plants that are fertilized with cow manure, especially spinach, can be contaminated with E. coli. And when you eat E. coli, I mean, that's why you see signs in the bathroom all the time that say wash your hands, employees have to wash their hands before they return to work, especially in restaurants. Because if they go to the bathroom and they have a bowel movement and they don't properly sanitize the hand. Now, how long should you wash your hands after you've had a bowel movement? You should thoroughly wash your hands in soap and water. Some health departments say 15 seconds. Some health departments say 30 seconds. But you need to teach your children how to wash their hands properly. And I tell people, teach them to wash their hands for 30 seconds so you'll know they at least see 15 seconds. Because that is a way to keep from contaminating your food with E. coli.
So we could experiment with her with the flat battery?
Well, what the flat battery does, again, it's never engineered to treat, diagnose, cure, prevent disease.
That's right.
We don't have any knowledge of what it will do. But we do know that when you alkalize the body, you strengthen the body's defense. So you, at a minimum, can take water and set it on the flat battery for 10 seconds because we know it will increase the alkyl and the pH of the water, and it will increase oxygen of the water. It's demonstrated that repeatedly using hand or water meters. And she can put some lemon in that water. And what that will do is help to biobalance and fortify the immune system. You know, another detox regimen might be 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with every meal. Because apple cider vinegar is a natural resource for detoxing the body. But when you have a bacterial load, like E. coli, you really need to consult with your doctor because that can be so serious to the brain and other tissues.
Okay. Well,
anyone else have any testimonies? Well, I want to ask Ida, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, you got your December bill yet?
Oh, no, I hadn't gotten a new one, but I have a correction to make on the last one.
Okay.
I said both my bills were like $2 apart, but it was actually the one before this month. Last month was $160, and this month was $127.07.
Okay. So
I have a correction to make on that, but I'm going to save them so I can compare them because this month we've had quite a few cool days, and my furnace just turned on as we speak. So,
okay.
I'm still monitoring that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is Rod on the line tonight? He's on the show. Is Mario on the show tonight? Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone for being on this show tonight and contributing to sharing your testimonies and your experiences with this technology that God has given to help us have a healthier environment and a healthier life. And I thank everyone for sharing it in their community, sharing it with people that are in need and making a difference in the world that you live in. We're going forward. 2017 is going to be the most incredible year ever. And I thank you. I thank all of you. I do have a request. I'm going to send out another email broadcast with a evaluation form. I need you to take a few minutes. Those of you that know Bedort testing and evaluate Bedort testing for inclusion into medicine, into healthcare, so that doctors and nurses, when they are instructing patients to do self examinations of breast tissue, they will also instruct them to use Bedort testing to monitor energy loss and imbalance in the breast. So I appreciate as many of you filling out that form. You can back to the 800 number or screenshot it and shoot it back to me through your cell phone or through your computer. Having said that, good night, everyone. I love and appreciate and celebrate you. And have a wonderful week. I'll see everybody next Tuesday. Thank you again to the Honorable, Jonathan Nathan Hill. You are the man, and we love and celebrate you. And everyone had a fabulous week. Lynn, you're fabulous. And I'm going to make sure your tips for your wings are as personally signed.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that. Somebody tell them, I got the victory. Come on. tell them I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy keeping me. Come on, say it. Oh! Mercy and grace.